Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, to the house of God. Amen. Thank you so much once again for being here this morning. And I'd like to welcome all of you right now that's watching at this very moment. Thank you also so much for tuning in. It is a wonderful pleasure to serve the Lord here in His house, to worship with brothers and sisters in Christ in one accord, and we can't wait to hear what the Holy Spirit has for us. Amen. And that's including myself. Amen. That's including myself. So this has been a very enjoyable walk with God for the past few years, and I always look forward to what the Lord has next. You know, for personally, individually, for myself, on a personal level, for the Church of the Living God, for all those that He touches, you know, online, like right now. So all these things, you know, they're in the back of my mind. I think about them, you know, frequently. What does the Lord have for us? What's the Lord in the plans? You know, what can I do for you next? You know, where are we going to go next? And all these things. And that includes this morning. Amen. Amen. I want to get started right away. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Lord, we love You. Lord, we worship You. Lord, we exalt Your holy name. Your name, Lord, is above all names. You are wonderful, Lord. You are glorious. You are amazing. We thank You, Lord, so much for Your presence here in Your house. I thank You, Lord, so much for when two or three are gathered together, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are there, Lord, in the midst of them, in the midst of us. I thank You, Lord, for Your presence that dwells, Lord, amongst Your people. I pray, Lord, that as we study Your word, Holy Spirit, may You reveal every single thing, Lord. Reveal all that we need to see and know. And may, Lord, everyone hear what You have to say. May they see You, Lord, and not me. Be glorified, Lord, in our midst, not just now, but forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This is going to be a continuation from the sermon last week, from, don't call it a Bible study, from last Tuesday. The title for, call it a series now officially, is Jesus Heals the Sick in Gennesaret. And I want to revisit the opening verse that we had. We were reading Matthew chapter 14, so I want you to turn with me to Matthew 14. And we're going to start reading verse 34. I'll give you a brief moment here to turn to your pages here, to Matthew 14. Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to start reading verse 34. Do we have any amens in the house?
Amen.
All right. I like that. Let's start reading. Matthew 14, starting in 34, says, "When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him," the Lord Jesus, "they begged the Lord Jesus that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well." In more descriptive term, were made perfectly whole. To be made whole is a whole lot better than to be made well. It's just about perfect. Yeah. It's very close to perfect. I don't want to recap what has already been spoken. I would like to move on because There's a few things, very important things that we need to cover here this morning. But where I want to start out here is I want to focus on verse 35 here this morning that says, when the men of that place recognized the Lord Jesus, they recognized him. There is something that they did that proved their faith in the Lord Jesus. That proved their faith in the Lord of all lords, ultimately the physician of all physicians. And this is what they did. They sent out to the entire region for everyone who was sick. Mind you. Now, I typically say that those folks were very much similar to who we are today, with the exception of the lack of Wi-Fi. They did not have Wi-Fi, but they had everything else, and maybe a slightly different scale. And I really mean slightly. In today's society, especially our own society right now, generally it is the polite thing for someone to ask someone for a favor, right? If you want to be considerate of a person and you want to say you want to visit them, you're going to give them a call. You're going to send them a text message. You might even send them an email and say, hey, I want to come by tomorrow. Let's have lunch. Let's have soup. Let's have tea. Whatever, right? If we are hosting a special speaker here, we're going to make announcements of that. So, you know, so as many people can come, if you wish to come. Hey, someone is going to be here. It's going to be a special event. It's going to be amazing. You might want to take advantage of this because they're not around in the area so often, maybe just once a year, once every other year, such and such. Prior to that, generally, not all the time, they might send in a request, you know, to be here. In this particular story right now, something very profound happened that we must apply to us today. The Bible says that all they had to do is recognize who they had seen. They recognize, hey, this is that guy we've been hearing about from the other side of the pond, the other side of the lake, the other side of the sea, whatever. This is that man that we have heard about so many times, healing people of any and everything. Things that we have never heard about. And you think they would have practiced politeness? Why, they didn't. Now, how many people do you think that would be in this particular scenario from all of the region? That's a lot. That would more than fill this building right now. And I mean, we don't have a super large building, but we got a generous sized building, you know, if I can say it. Yeah, I think that applies. Imagine bringing all of the sick people from an entire region. That's more than 100. That has to be more than 500. Has to be. Not from that city, not from that town, not from that village, but how many cities, how many villages could be in an area, in a region? Because they recognized who just stepped foot in that place. That's significant for us to understand here this morning. And the next thing I want to say is they sought after Christ. This is one step that we must understand. And that is seeking God and being made whole and be made whole by knowing who we are dealing with. Pastor Paul used to commonly say, When people used to say to him such things like, "You have no idea what I have gone through. You have no idea what he has put me through, what she has put me through." And his favorite response to that was, "Well, you don't know your God." If he or she is saying this to Pastor Paul, "You have no idea of such and such and such," and then Pastor Paul would say, "Well, obviously, you don't know your God. Because your God knows everything and knows the best for you, knows what you're going through. And for you to be okay, for you to justify your situation right now, it's 100% not okay. Especially if you know who you serve." Amen. Amen? And so, when we know our God on a personal level, when we know His Word, when we have experiences with God, we never forget about those experiences. They stay with us for the rest of our lives. But mind you, these people never had those experiences. They only recognized who stepped out of the boat. And that was enough for them to labor and seek everyone in the region. That's quite profound. They recognized the Lord Jesus. And you know what that did? Understand that. This proved their faith in the power that the Lord Jesus had. This is proof of faith. Yes. Do you understand that? Would you go through the motions of gathering as many sick people as you possibly can to bring to a church service for them to be healed? If you had no doubt whatsoever that the presence of God was strong in that place, that all you wanted to do is just beg the Lord Jesus, "Lord, I just want to touch your garment. I just want to feel your presence. I just want to be where you are." You think the Lord Jesus wouldn't recognize that? Amen?
Amen.
Now, I just want you to know that right now we are living under grace. Right around where this story took place, the Lord Jesus hadn't been crucified on a cross. He hadn't died for our sins. His blood wasn't shed for our healing. The Lord Jesus is going around doing great and mighty wonders and signs and miracles and healings and everything else. Now, the Lord has transferred all of this power to us, to His church. But let us not forget one thing. He is still the healer. He is still the healer. And He works through agents like you and me to perform His duties, to perform His work, to do things that only He can do. Amen?
Amen.
You don't place your faith on a human, on a mere human, I'm going to say, a human being. That is not who you place your faith on. If the Lord Jesus was here in the flesh, that would be a different story. But we are here in the flesh, and even better, the Holy Spirit is inside of us just as much as it was in the Lord Jesus. And this is 2,000 years later. And so, we come to the Lord Jesus with the spirit of expectancy that we are going to receive something from the Lord every single time. And this is where I would say now that in this particular story, all of the doctors in that region were on an extended holiday. Because every single sick person in an entire region is documented right now of being made perfectly well. Imagine, the physician of all physicians just stepped into place. And now you're going on vacation. you're about to go out of business. Think about that. Amen?
Amen.
Have you ever heard of stories where someone, a man of God, a powerful man of God, a powerful woman of God, walked into a hospital and every single person on that floor was healed? Have you heard stories like that? I've heard several stories like that before. Imagine the anointing that is on a person to where they step into a hospital, on that floor, every single person on that floor is healed. As of recent, every single child in the pediatric center is healed. Just as of recent. That is amazing. Amen? Now, there are two critical questions right now that I would like to ask all of us here today and all of you watching right now online. Have we ever brought someone else to Christ? Yes? Praise God. I am here right now and I'm hearing, you know, plenty of yeses all across. But you watching right now online, have you ever brought someone to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus? I look around right now and I see many people who personally I could witness to the fact that you have encountered the power of the Holy Ghost, that the Lord Jesus has performed miracles over your life, that you are a miracle. You've had experiences with God, and true, you have brought someone, you have spoken about, you have tried to persuade someone to be prayed for and all these things. But how about you watching right now online? Have we ever brought someone to be prayed for so that they could specifically receive healing from the Lord?
Yes.
Have we honestly come beyond any question that we might ask? Questions like what? Oh, will I really be healed this morning? Will I, or will he or she really be healed this evening? When the traveling evangelist, when the minister, when the pastor, when the co-pastor, when the elder, whoever it might be, are they really going to be healed? Is this really going to happen? This is one thing that oftentimes is the barrier wall between you and your breakthrough. Is the way that you perceive things. Is the way that you believe in things. When we see examples of great faith in the New Testament, they all came from people that did not have a question and they stood firm on what they believe. Lord, only say the word right where you stand right now, and my servant will be healed. It's almost like this man, and I'm going to say this in the most respectful way, it's almost like this man cornered the Lord Jesus. It's almost like, I'm going to believe in you no matter what. I'm going to hold on to you, and no one can tell me any different. Just simply say the word, Lord. Because the Lord Jesus said, okay, I'm going to go to your house. And when you study the scriptures, this particular story, his house was quite the hike. It wasn't around the corner. It wasn't an hour on foot. It wasn't a couple of hours or 3 or 4 or 5 hours on foot. It was some ways on camel. On camel. And the Lord Jesus said, okay, I'll go. But this man said, Lord, I believe in you. Just say the word and he will be healed. Because I'm a man of authority, just like how you are a man of authority.
Yes.
That is significant. Which made the Lord Jesus respond, I have not seen greater faith than that. I don't even have to go on this trip. I already told you, yes. But what? Oh, man. May it be done according to your faith. There was no question asked. There was no doubt in his mind. And this is why I say, have we honestly, without any sort of question in our hearts, come before the presence of God to claim your healing, to claim your miracle? This is so important. Are you able to believe? Do you know the Lord Jesus enough for you to be convinced that you're going to receive? Or, listen very well, or do you only know about the Lord Jesus? You see, these people only knew about the Lord Jesus. True or false? It's true. They only knew about him. They only heard stories. But it was enough for them to beg. To beg. To ask. Revelation chapter 3, please. I want to read Revelation 3. If you'd like to turn there with me. Verse 20. Revelation 3, verse 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." You see, we must know that our Lord Jesus, he is always present. Our Lord Jesus is reachable. He is at hand. He is available to every single one of us, and he wants to make us whole. We must also know that our Lord Jesus is not only available, but he is able and willing to make you perfectly well, to make you perfectly whole. He is available and he is more than willing. Why do you say that? Why do you say that the Lord Jesus is more than willing to help out with my cause after all that I have done? I haven't been a Christian all my life. I don't give my tithes. I don't give any offerings. I don't do good deeds. I'm not a church goer. I don't go to church once a week. How can you say that he is more than willing? Because, remember in my opening when I said how people tend to be polite and considerate of other people's feelings? An entire region came to the Lord Jesus, and he did not turn a single one of them down. I don't know if I can pray in one shot, in one setting, for an entire region. I don't know if any, I have never heard of anyone being able to. I have seen people do like a corporate prayer, right? I'm going to say a prayer right now, and the power of God is going to come down. It's going to cover everybody. And miracles happen that way. I'm not speaking against it. I'm not trying to be misconstrued here. Okay? I've seen many people say, okay, everyone raise your hands and stand on your feet. And yes, including myself, I have done that too, you know. Especially like it's been times when like 30 people stood up, you know, for the prayer line. Okay, so it's going to fill up the place here, so won't you just stay where you are? And it's a little bit more manageable. But the Lord Jesus right now, he's on the great outdoors. I'm imagining right now that he's at the edge of a sea and he is confronted by, I mean, if I say a mob of people, that's kind of like understating it. And this is why I say he is more than willing. Amen. And what it took for those people to do is to seek the Lord, which is another step in being made whole, is seeking the Lord and asking him. The Word of God says beg. It literally just means ask. Otherwise, beg. They begged for a miracle. The word here right now points to three different types of attitude that are necessary for us. We that know the Lord Jesus. We that recognize the Lord Jesus to take home here tonight. This morning, I'm sorry. I want to say that a sense of need must exist inside every single one of us. If you don't need the Lord Jesus in your life, if you don't need the Holy Spirit, if you are okay, well, that's just what's going to be. There must be a sense of need. Sensing our need for our Lord Jesus will help us to be able to come to a place where we can beg, we can ask to be made whole. And speaking of begging, there's something else that we need now for point number two, and that is humiliation. We need to humble ourselves before God. Humility, not humiliation. Humility, that's what I meant to say. Sensing that our needs are extremely urgent and cannot be cured by man. You know, I currently know of people, they're going to remain nameless. They're not part of our church. They're affiliates. They're somewhat friends. Acquaintances, maybe I should say. Who are potentially, unless if God intervenes, in the last days of their lives. And we pray and we pray. And these are Christian people. And they have gone far and beyond seeking medical help for stage 4 cancer. As far as Arizona, and these are Maryland residents, as far as Chicago, and everyone is saying, we're sorry. This is beyond. You know, it's right now we can prolong your life. One person, one institution said, we can prolong your life, but that's the best that we can do. As advanced as the cancer right now is, we cannot do anything. We don't have medicine for this. There has to be a point. There has to be a time that you give up everything that you know, everything that you are acquainted with, and rest on the promises of God. You see, a sense of humility, not humiliation, forgive me when I said this a couple minutes ago, a sense of humility will cause you to drop everything and make yourself as low and little as possible so someone else can lift you up. It comes in asking and begging the right person. And that is not a human being. That is the Lord Jesus. That is the one, that is the physician beyond physicians. It comes a point where as though this is truly practicing your faith. Lord, I'm going to stand right here and I'm going to trust that you will touch me. I ask of you.
Thank you, Lord.
And if you don't heal me, well, I'll be with you soon. But I am asking you right now and I am trusting in you that you will heal me right now or else I'm going to fail. Or else I'm going to go. And if this is your perfect will, Lord, so be it. But here I am. I am here to have an encounter with you. This takes a particular type of attitude. And that attitude is called humility. Amen? And thirdly, which is almost like a common sense thing, you have to believe that there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You have to. It pretty much wraps up everything. But not only that, you have to also know and believe that the Lord is more than willing. believing in His power, so much so that we know He will make us whole through and through. Just like all of the examples that I gave you of men and women who stood before the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, You can do it. You are able to do it. Amen? I want to show you here a common verse that is known by many people. It's Romans chapter 10, verse 13. You could put it up. It says this, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this verse is commonly used with salvation, like spiritual salvation, but it goes beyond just spiritual salvation. Amen? It is on the name of the Lord that we conquered. It is on the name of the Lord that we receive our healing. It is on the name of the Lord that we are made well. The disciples came back two by two, said, Lord, even the demons obey us through Your name. It is through the name of the Lord that we are more than conquerors. So whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they will be saved, they will be delivered, they will be made whole, they will be made perfectly well. Amen? You see, believing in the Lord Jesus and calling upon Him, in effect, is the same thing. It's the same thing. You wouldn't call out on the name of the Lord Jesus if you don't believe that He had power. Right? Calling upon the Lord implies that you have faith in the Lord. And if no one has faith, I'm sorry, and if one has faith, he will call upon the Lord in times of need. He will. Just as these people had once upon a time. Amen? I want to read here just two verses, and then we're going to wrap up. The one comes from Psalms chapter 61. Let me have Psalm 61, please, verse 2. Psalm 61, 2 says, from the end of the earth, I will cry to You. Right? When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. What a beautiful verse. When our hearts are overwhelmed, brothers and sisters, you have someone to run to. You have someone to call. And that someone is not mommy and daddy. That someone is not your bestie. That someone is Jesus. And Jesus will lead you to a higher place that is superseding above all that you're going through right now. All the problems that you are facing. The Lord will place you above that. Amen? And finally, to wrap up here, Jeremiah chapter 29. Pardon me. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 says this, and you will seek Me and find Me when you search for Me with all your heart. Amen. These are all promises of the Lord for you and I. All of us. All of us. These people searched for the Lord Jesus. Matter of fact, they went beyond that. They said, I'm not going to come alone. I'm going to bring Pedro. I'm going to bring Pepe. I'm going to bring Susie. I'm going to bring my neighbor dude over there that I don't know his name. I'm going to bring that beggar that stays on the street over there who is halfway blind. And the other guy who is completely blind, but he's a beggar. Oh, yeah. We're going to take advantage of this. And then I'm going to call out, send a message here for my neighbor guy to bring as many people that he knows. So yeah, I got my mom, my grandma, my great-grandmother who's still alive. I'm going to bring, you know, my nephew, my niece, whoever it might be, my grandchild. I'm going to, an entire region sought after the Lord Jesus, and they found them. And they were all made, I love this description, perfectly well. they were made perfectly well. Amen. You know, all these stories that we read about the life of our Lord Jesus, all these stories that we read about the life of men and women of God, they're left in the Bible for us for a reason. There's a reason for it. And we cannot overlook those reasons. The Lord Jesus, He is more than willing. More than willing. Amen. You know, He will never turn down anyone. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. It doesn't matter how long you've been in your current situation. It does not matter. The Lord Jesus is more than willing if you are willing to seek Him with all of your heart. The Lord says, you will find me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we praise you. We bless your name, Lord, right now, for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. May your people, Lord, understand that all power and all dominion, all glory belongs to you. And may we be, Lord, faithful servants to administer, Lord, your perfect will here on earth. May we serve you, Lord, with all of our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that your people will more than take you seriously, that they will seek you, Lord, with all of their hearts. And at that time, Lord, may they have a special encounter with you. Lord, to all of those, Lord, who can't be here, for all of those, Lord, who watch us online, I pray, Lord, right now that you will visit them. Visit them, Lord, in a special way, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are more than willing. We know, Lord, that you are more than able to do it, Lord. And we place our faith in you. And we call out, Lord, on your holy name. We bless your holy name, Lord, forever. We thank you, Lord, for these words, for these instructions, for these examples, and for all of your promises, Lord, that you have for every single one of us. We love you, Lord, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Give the Lord a big clap again. He's worthy to be praised. Let's continue to worship the Lord with our tithe and offering. Let's stretch forth our hand towards the offering. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Lord, we thank you for all that you have been doing for us. Father, we thank you for this we presented before you. Let there be open heavens, Lord. Pour more blessings upon your people that they have to open many more bank accounts to spread your gospel. As we presented this, Lord, let there be increase and multiplication. For your own, to spread the work of the Lord across the whole world. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' most wonderful name, amen.